Lucy's one of our few really long-term patients here, as was Mary. It was hard for her when Mary disappeared.
About that, I said, what happened that day?
Dr. Blaisdell nodded slowly and bit into his lower lip. Why don't we finish this in my office?
Chapter 111. I followed Blaisdell through the locked door at the end of the ward and down to the ground floor. We entered his office, which was high-end generic, with brass inboxes and pastel-colored mini-blinds. A poster for Banjo Dan and the Midnight Plowboys was framed on one wall and definitely caught my attention. I sat down and noticed that everything on my side of his desk was several inches from the edge, just out of reach. Blaisdell looked at me and sighed. I knew right away that he was going to soft sell what had happened with Mary Constantine.
All right, here goes, Dr. Cross. Everyone on the ward can earn day trip privileges. Forensic patients used to be prohibited, but we've found it therapeutically unconstructive to divide the population in that way. As a consequence, Mary went out several times. That day was just like any other.
And what happened on that day? I asked.
It was six patients with two staff, which is our standard procedure. The group went to the lake that day. Unfortunately, one of the patients had a meltdown of some sort.
Of some sort? I wondered if he knew the exact details even now. Blaisdell seemed like a hands-off administrator if I'd ever seen one.
In the middle of the hysterics, Mary insisted she had to go to the restroom.